Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Success Made Simple. I'm your host, Dr. Dave, your success coach, and I want to help you today reach your highest potential, your God-given potential. Every one of us have a little bit of that God-given potential that we've not yet reached yet. And that's what we're trying to do here. Just break things down to help you achieve everything that you have in your heart to achieve. If you haven't checked out my Bounce Back program, I'm telling you, it's 40 days that I believe will change your life. 40 videos, interviews. It's really, really a powerful, I think, coaching program tool. And it's so inexpensive. I believe it could be really that missing piece to the puzzle. You know, you see that puzzle and you got the picture and there's just one piece missing. Well, I believe this Bounce Back program takes you through the book, Another Shot, which is what we're talking about in this podcast today. And if you don't have that book, you get that book in the program. Go to the website. You can find out all about it. There's even a little webinar there that I did that's absolutely free that you can check out that I did with Danelle Delgado and Mark Miro, Simon T. Bailey, and Tim Story. And it's well worth checking out. But let's get right into this today. Again, thank you for joining me. Balance. We're talking about balance today. If you've ever watched the Winter Olympics, you probably watched the figure skating competition because that event's one of the most popular in the Winter Olympics. And this event lasts a couple of days because the participants are required to go through two grueling competitions, both of which are designed to test the different aspects of the skater's skill. Now, on the first day of the competition, the skaters are required to compete in a short program or a compulsory skate. The next day, they're required to compete in a long program or what they call free skate. After that, the points are all added together for those two events, and a champion is crowned, and then the medals are presented. An Olympic skater has to have a lot of balance. They have to have a balanced approach to their craft. Being the world's best in the short program would be a good thing, but unless the skater in question could perform well in the free skate, that skater would have no chance of winning the championship. It's the same thing in life. You know, as you pursue your expertise and your a chosen field, don't forget that life, just like sports, is a test of many demands. A baseball player must be able to throw the ball and field the ball and run the bases and swing the bat if he really wants to sign a big contract with the major leagues. You gotta learn to balance your spiritual life, your family life, your work life, your personal life, if you hope to have real, true, genuine success. Balance. You know that no two people are alike. You, me, we're different. If you and I were just alike, one of us would be unnecessary. And I'm going with you. No, I'm kidding. You're necessary. We both are. But when we think about the things that distinguish people from one another, we usually think of physical characteristics like gender or maybe hairstyle or hair color. We think of personality traits or individual preferences, but rarely do we consider the fact that people are different in their priorities. In fact, people's priorities probably distinguish them as much as any other attribute that we can name, because no two people will have the same priorities in life. Every person is unique and individual when it comes to what will consume them, what becomes their passion or obsession. Some people live to work while other people work to live. See, some will put their spiritual lives in the forefront while others are inspired by hobbies or social pursuits or business endeavors. The person who value something more highly than something else won't hesitate to sacrifice their secondary ambitions in order to attain what is on the forefront, the primary ambition. People also will judge one another based upon their priorities because your priorities don't align with mine. My tendency will be to criticize your choices. When it comes to ordering your priorities for success, there is one guiding principle that will never fail. If you'll simply ask yourself this question, what is my return on investment from this pursuit? Then you will rarely go wrong. What is my return on investment from this pursuit? Relationships that strengthen your life, personal pursuits that add value to your life, and business quests that promote you in every important way are things that need to be on the top of that to-do list. But things that drain you or deplete your time and resources are not really worthy of as much attention. Now, here's another one of those profundities that we are so fond of repeating. No pain, no gain. Yeah, you got it. No pain, no gain. But often, well, think how often we stop to ponder the reasonings that really gave rise to sayings like that. When we say no pain, no gain, we're usually thinking about physical exercise or some sort of athletic conditioning. But if you want to grow stronger, then you're going to have to exercise. And exercise is painful. Just thinking about it, right? But I believe the same's true in every dimension of life. If we want to succeed in any pursuit, we will have to make certain sacrifices along the way, and sacrifices are painful. Nobody likes to go without their favorite comfort food in order to lose weight. And nobody likes to set aside their favorite video game so that they can study for a test. I know my son Solomon doesn't like to do that. But if a person intends to hold up that trophy over their head, they're going to have to turn loose of some of the things that are holding them back. That's just the way it is. My son texted a classmate and said, you know what, I really wanted to play Fortnite or wanted to text her. Look, I can't really do that right now. I'm focused. I got to get my schoolwork done so that my grades are okay so that I can play football. His priorities were football. He knew his grades had to be there. And so he said, look, I'm willing to sacrifice. I can't be distracted by all this other stuff. I got to focus on what's important. It's the same thing that you and I need to do. Another word for sacrifice is pain. Another word for pain is, well, how about investment? That'd be a great word to put in the place. And instead of sacrifice, you're making an investment. An investment in your future. So the path to the top requires us to set aside a lot of the things we would prefer to do today in favor of the promise of a greater reward when we finally reach the summit. But what should we be willing to sacrifice in order to achieve our goals? Should we sacrifice our family? How about our spiritual lives? Maybe our health? Or what if you had to sacrifice some friendships? The wise person considers carefully the investment that they're making or that they must make as they strap on those running shoes and prepare to run the marathon that will take them all the way to their goals. No person has ever achieved anything great without devoting themselves to the pursuit of a dream. And no person has ever successfully pursued a dream without having passion. Passion for the dream. So passion is a really a good thing. Passion is actually a prerequisite for greatness. If you haven't read my 12 Traits of the Greats book, there's a whole chapter all about it. But like so many of the other prerequisites for success, passion must be tempered. basketball player cannot throw the ball at the backboard as hard as he can throw it and hope to score a goal. And a golfer cannot swing at the golf ball as hard as he can swing the club and hope to hit a good shot. All the energies that go into competitive sports must be tempered if they're going to be effective. And all the ingredients that go into personal success have to be tempered if they are going to be fruitful in your life. So passion can easily consume the one who possesses it, causing him to be committed to his dream, and then he neglects other aspects of life. But really, to be great at something, a person must defer all of his other priorities in order to focus for a while on the task at hand. But over the long haul, if a person doesn't learn to balance his pursuits, those personal pursuits, with all the other important parts of their life, destruction is most assuredly going to happen. Now, have you ever failed at something? Think about your past. Go back for just, have you ever failed? If you've never failed, if you never made a mistake, you probably never made anything. All the greats have failed, and many of them have failed over and over again, but we can learn how to fail forward. Are you anxious to take another shot at the dream that you have in your heart? If you are, good. I'm glad. That's why I'm here, to coach you to reaching your dreams, to coach you to accomplishing the goals. But before you can take that shot, right, another shot, check out that bounce back program. Make sure that all the other aspects of your life are ready for the sacrifices that you're going to have to make to push you toward that dream or push the dream in a forward motion. Learn to ask yourself why you do what you do and whether it's good for you in the long run. Make sure your dreams are worth the investments, right? You're going to have to make and make sure that the investments that you're making are well worth the sacrifice, because you can have almost anything your heart can imagine, but you can't have everything, at least not all at once. And even though your dreams may consume a lot of your time for a while, make sure you set aside some time to focus on the other important parts of your life. Now, if you'll do that, you'll succeed all the way around. You gotta balance, all right? That's what we're talking about today, the subject of balance. It's one of the chapters in the book, Another Shot, which I hope you've got a hold of that. And I hope that you invest, again, go to the website, davemartin.org, and also make sure you follow us on Instagram, Facebook, all those kind of things. When you're on the website there, sign up for our e-blast. I think they'll send you a free book too when you do. DaveMartin.org. DaveMartin.org. Love to stay connected with you, and I'd love to be your success coach. So thank you so much to our good friends at Bang Energy Drinks. Make no mistake, Bang is not your stereotypical high-sugar, life-sucking soda masquerading as an energy drink. All those other energy drinks would cause you to crash harder than a test dummy in a brick wall. But not Bang. Bang Energy Drinks. We're so grateful to have them as our sponsor. Life is an extreme sport, and Bang is the extreme energy source to live life extreme. I hope you have a great week, an incredible week, and make sure you share today's podcast. I know you know someone who this would just be a help to, an encouragement to. Share it with them and share it on your social media. Pass it along. Tell people to sign up and join us every week as we coach you to greater success in life right here on Success Made Simple. Hey, make the rest of your week the best of your week.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to davemartin.org. Also, follow Dave on social media at Dr. Dave Martin.